Hey, how many of you guys want to supernaturally experience the kingdom? Amen? Come on. Guess what? What's supernatural? Let's just break this down a little bit, because I've heard a lot of woo-woo teaching. And I've seen a lot of people fall down. I have no problem if you fall down in the spirit. Some people get me wrong. I've just seen a lot of people fall down in the spirit that I've never seen their life change. And I would rather have my life change and not fall down, or both. Does that make sense? So I'm not against any of that. Guys, we operate in the spirit all the time. I think there's a higher way to live, and that's love, right? When you know how much he perfectly loves you, you experience all of the kingdom, I promise you. Where you start walking in divine health, you don't need healing. Does that make sense? Because that same spirit, we sing about it, says that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body. What does that mean? When you know you're perfectly loved, your body starts to function. It's fascinating. So when you know that you're perfectly loved, guess what? Your relationships start to function better. Because you go, you know what? He keeps no record of wrong of me. Then I can start keeping no record of wrong of other people. Now, none of us can do that perfectly. Understand that. So I can't either. And Arnold, you and I were talking about this. I never want to come across as look at me because I'm this sinless guy. I go, I'm more like Paul. I'm chief flaw. Some of you guys know what I mean. He goes, listen, I was the chief flawed one. Yet because I understood that, he used me to preach grace. Does that follow me? So everything in the kingdom, let's just go through this real quick. Because, hey, I want your lives to prosper like nobody's business. Is that good news? And so he already said that, like we talked about in 2 Corinthians 8, he said, I became poor, I restored the poorness of man, I brought you back to the position that you were when you were first created. That's who we are. We're the new creation again. Doesn't that say that? All things are made new. Well, guess what? It said the foundations were out of place in Psalms. It said, but now you're back to righteousness, you're back restored where you're right place in the kingdom, in the Father's house, as a son and a bride. He gives us relationships so we can understand it, what's true about us spiritually. Follow me? Okay, so I want you to be divinely healed. Now, if you have an issue going on in your body, of course, come here, let's pray for you and fix it. But how you're going to stay that way is knowing the gospel. You're going to start living healthier and healthier. Amen? I plan on living to until I'm satisfied with no issues. And I promise you I'll do it. Amen. Unless I don't want to. That's my choice, is what it says. No issues. No pills. No nothing. And I want you to live that way. Does that make sense? And so how do you do it? What's the Spirit of God? See, this is where we don't understand it. Hopefully I'll go through that. Does that make sense? Okay, let's go through this. I want you to see what's real about this. We've been talking about this. For as a man thinketh in his heart, that's what he experiences. So what's in your heart? If it's a stony heart, like we saw last week, you know what you experience? The enemy's going to steal, kill, and destroy, what Reg was talking about. The enemy is the accuser, the accuser of the brethren. He has no power to steal anything from you unless you start believing he's attacking you. I mean attacked. You cannot be. He's under your feet. That kind of teaching is what's attacking you. It's impossibility. Okay? So, Philippians 4:6, be careful or take no anxious thought is what it says. For what? How many things? Nothing. How many? What's included in nothing? Don't have an anxious thought about anything. Why? But in everything, how many things are in everything? Everything. By what? Prayer. It says, listen, prayer is not, Lord, can I have this? Prayer is, I require this, Lord. Thank you that you've already given it to me. It's not asking like he's a father. He goes, I'm going to give this to you or not to you. Ooh, I'm on shaky ground right now. I'm going to step on some toes here, but guys, I want you to know how good the gospel is. How many of you guys have ever heard this? He's not going to give you anything until you can handle it. Yeah, Reg, you a really long time. No, he sends me the funniest emails. I start laughing like guffawing, honestly. It's the true LOL, some of the stuff you send me. I'm like, that is so good, man. No, he says, I withhold no good thing. Like, so it can't be one or the other, right? What's withholding it? You are. Your heart. Your heart can't receive it. Does that make sense? Because there's still stony heart, etc. He goes, I freely give you everything. I'm not going to withhold it. Follow me? Okay. So be careful for nothing, but in everything, if you require it, and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. And then the shalom of God, the peace of God. What's shalom of God? Everything he has is yours. Jesus says, listen, I give you my peace, not as the world gives it, where you got to be good to get it. I just give it to you. Follow me? Why? When you know you already have the shalom of God, everything he has, I has, now I can ask for it and expect to have it because it's already mine. Follow me? The peace of God which passes your brain shall keep your what? Hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world. Doug Bishop and I were just talking about this week. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? Renewing of your mind. So how do we experience the kingdom? I'm just giving you clues. How do you experience the kingdom? Is there any doing in here? It's all spiritual things, is it not? Prayer, supplication. Father, I thank you, I already have it. I thank you that I already have it. Follow me? Because why? I have the shalom of God. I'm one with him. I'm married to him. It's a marriage covenant in the new covenant. It's true spiritually, and so we don't see it here, but it's true spiritually. So when we renew our mind and our hearts to that, guess what? We start to experience it. Follow me? You guys get this? Okay. So how do we experience everything? How many of you guys want your lives to change supernaturally? I do. And so guess what? Once you start getting this truth that we talked about last week, it was if you understand this parable, you're going to understand how the kingdom works, right? The kingdom is not some physical thing that everybody's still waiting for. He said the kingdom of God is here right now. Behold, it's right here. Isn't that what he said? It's in the midst of you. And it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what it is. It's a spiritual thing. How many guys can touch righteousness? It's not a thing. So it's not something I can do. I can't touch shalom. It's something I have to believe is already true. I can't touch joy. I can experience all of that, but I can't touch it. That's why he said the kingdom of God does not come by observance. You can't obey enough rules to ever do it. You got to believe the right thing. Follow me? So everybody's still waiting for the kingdom to come. How many guys know it came? But they don't believe it came. Follow me? Because we're still waiting for it to come. He's going to come when the bride is spotless. We're already spotless. So how do we experience it? Believe in the one who is sent. Believe his name is salvation. He redeemed man. He brought man back to the place where we're supposed to be. Does that make sense? Okay, so let's go through this. So so you get this, right? If we need to guard our hearts, like we said, Proverbs 23, guard your heart. If you're going to do anything with diligence, don't pray more, don't fast more, don't get into your word more. He says, if you're going to do anything with diligence, what is it? Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of your heart flows how much you're going to experience the kingdom, is your boundary of Zoe, the boundary of life. So he came to give you life and give it to you abundantly, but he's only going to give it to you if you deserve it and if you're ready for it. It doesn't say that. I know Joseph Prince, a lot of you guys teach that, but it doesn't say that. It does not say that. When are you ready for it? When your heart is ready for it. He goes, I'll give it to you anytime. You can be ready for it today. How come I'm not being healed? Because you've got a stony heart and it's killing you. What you already have, it's being stolen from you because you're taught he's attacking you. He cannot attack you. He's under my feet, is what the word says. Amen? Pray for me. I'm being attacked. That kind of stuff just is mumble jumble to me. I'm like, well, stop being attacked. Just stop. Already. Yeah, stop it. It's over. Amen? It's over. You can't, and I get, hey, life happens. I get it, right? In farm, well, you've heard it the other way. Stuff hits the fan, right? I get that. So I get it, but it's how I react to it is how I experience restoration. He goes, listen, something happened to you. I'm the God outside of time. I restore all things as if. So people go, oh, you know what? If I knew this earlier in life, I would be less. No, I sit outside of time is what God says. I can restore it in a second. When is it restored? When you believe you already have it. Hallelujah. So we guard our heart with all diligence because that's how much of life we're going to experience. Out of it flow the issues of life, of Zoe. You guys get all that? Okay, so let's just go through this. So he give you some practical things. Just a little review. And he said unto them, unto you is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. The sower sows the word. Who's the sower right now? I'm showing the word. I'm giving you the message of Christ. Does that make sense? So I'm giving to you to know the mysteries of God. Follow me? Let's go through this, just a review. And these are they which sown on good ground, such as hear the word, they receive it, they bring forth from fruit some 30, 60, some 100. This is the supernatural part right here. And he said so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Now, like Sue Lynn, I know, did you farm at all, or you just hogs and cattle and whatever you did? Did you farm? Corn? Yeah, okay. When you plant a, see, he gives us things so we can understand the kingdom. When you planted a seed of corn, did you expect it to harvest? Yeah. And did you get one seed of corn? How many? A pile out of one seed, right? Isn't that true? Because this is how the kingdom of God works, guys. I'm giving you something to show you how it works. When we plant that corn seed, you didn't do spiritual warfare over your corn plant. Now, the charismatics do, but you didn't. And did you experience the harvest? Yes. And I'm charismatic. I get it. Charismatic means charis. It's grace, gifts. I get all that. But you know what I'm trying to say? I don't need the spiritual war over my house. If I just plant the right thing in my heart, I'm going to supernaturally experience it. Does that make sense? The enemy has no control over Jack in my life. Zero. I see this in your life. Well, stop seeing it. Because I don't see it. Leave me in my blissful world. I believe he's under my feet, and that's the end of the story. Follow me? You guys get this? So, if you didn't pray over that seed and it still worked, huh, what do you think we should do about this mystery of the kingdom of God? That's what he's telling you. So, he said, so is the kingdom of God. It's just like that is what he's saying, right? Didn't he just say that? If you plant a seed, and as long as it's not a stony heart, which I'm so concerned about legalism, I'm not concerned of the cares of this age, this eon, that old covenant age, meaning I don't have to be good in order to be blessed by God. I have to believe that he's good to me all the time, and I can expect his favor and blessing. So that whole legalistic system will steal, kill, and destroy. It'll steal what you already have. Follow me? That stony heart, that cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches. How many of you guys grow up and you want your kids, if your kids get a smoking job out of college, you go, now be careful. The deceitfulness of riches, no. What do? Mom, I just got a $50,000 raise at my new company. What do? Yes. I get in church and they go, be careful. Well, then give it to me. See how they mixed up they are? The deceitfulness of riches, as I showed you, is they go, how can a rich man enter the kingdom of God? Because they believe that in that covenant in Deuteronomy, he warned them. He said, listen, I have a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that you are going to be rich. It has nothing to do with you guys. It's just a covenant I swore to your fathers that you're going to be rich. So what the Jews believed is if I'm rich, then obviously I'm saved. That's the deceit of being rich. Does he want you to be rich today? Yes. I want you to prosper and be in health as your what prospers? As you get into the word more. Then say that. I see a lot of people get into the word more and their soul is dying. Because they're reading it from a legalistic standpoint. It says the law written and engraved on stones will kill you. But the spirit's not something you can read. Spirit's something that you have to receive and believe. Follow me? The spirit gives you life. And how much you're going to experience of it is a condition of your heart, which is the soil. Okay. So, he said, so is the kingdom of God. If a man should cast the good news into the ground. And see, here's the thing. A lot of you, I'm going to go, listen, you're completely sinless. Some of you are going to go, that is the best news I've ever heard. And some of you are going to go, yeah, but you see them, they're still doing this. And I don't do that, so I'm better. That's the guy who won't experience the kingdom. Because they still have a stony heart. Follow me? And the church has blown that, me included. Man, I've done crazy things. And then if you ever look at it, it goes, if we've missed one thing, how many have we missed? Oh, that's why counseling to me is the easiest thing in the world. I go, just start believing the gospel, man. When you start believing you're completely sinless, you'll experience his life completely. You really will. Because it says the works of the flesh are anger, adultery, strife, murder. In fact, can I just talk about something real quick? Because it all deals with this. I know there's this big movement in Colorado Springs, different people. And you know what? Even when the kids, when they did their video, I would like to produce a video that's pure grace because that wasn't pure grace yet. And how many of you guys caught that? Because what? And I don't mean to step on toes. That's just all they know. Because, and my friend Lance Wallnau taught me this too. As he goes, Dallas. You know what's in Dallas? The seminary. It's producing all these zillion preachers, right? And he said, Mike, in the church in the South is the highest rates of suicide, alcohol, all these things that the kids were destroying. You know, suicide, alcohol, all these different things. Now, are they preaching against all that stuff? Yes, they are. You know what they're going to get it? More of it. It's the least transformed body of Christ in the world, yet it's the most religious. So, all those things that you saw the kids demonstrate, the suicide, the alcohol, they're not drink. See, how it's been taught for us forever is the world's telling you to drink alcohol. No, they're not. Your guilt is telling you to do that. They're treating the symptom, not the source. The Spirit gives life. Legalism causes more of it. So if we have suicide prevention in Colorado Springs and don't give them the gospel, you know what we're going to get? More of it. I know that's stepping on toes, but they do not understand the gospel. The gospel is, kids, you need to know how beautifully loved and perfect you are, even though you're going through your struggles right now. That will keep them from doing all this stuff. Does that make sense? I'm just telling you, if we do it right, we can kill it. But even that's a little bit wrong. And so a little bit of leaven destroys the whole thing. Follow me? The world's not telling them to drink more. Their guilt is telling them to drink more. Because they don't know they're perfectly loved by the Father. When you know, man, I'm perfectly loved by the Father, it's not a thing. They don't abuse it. Follow me? You guys get what I'm trying to say? We can do it right. And then that's what brings life to the world. Follow me? But legalism just destroys even more. It kills you. So he said, the kingdom of God is if a man should cast seed in the ground. So I'm happy they get it, but we can do it right. How many guys want to do it right? And actually go, man, you're completely loved, sinless, whatever. It's not the world trying to do all that stuff to you. It's your own guilt. It's the own shame because we're saying, don't do this. Well, guess what, kids, parents, when they leave college and they're away from you, you know what they're going to do? More of it than you ever could believe. So stop teaching that. Start teaching the gospel. Follow me? One guy's got crazy in college. I did it all through, so it wasn't a big deal to me. I was in high school. Then I saw the religious kids come to, like, these guys are the craziest people I've ever seen. And you guys know that's true, isn't it? I'm going to send them to ORU. That's a mess. I've been there, seen them. I've been through with all the pastors from there. Whoa, I won't even go there. I'm serious. It's serious, because it's not taught, man, you're completely righteous, you're holy, you're sinless. You can experience the kingdom right now. I can? Oh, there's a rest for your conscience. Does that make sense to you guys? Okay, all right. How's the kingdom work? You plant the seed of goodness in your heart, you sleep, you rise night and day. And notice, what's the first verse 27? You go to sleep. We're not going to have an all-night prayer vigil. Because that's how you experience the kingdom. I'm your A1 intercessor. Good, I'm going to sleep. Because I got one that never sleeps or slumbers, and he goes, you don't need to do the work anymore, Mike. You just go to sleep. That's the rest of the new covenant. Does that make sense? In fact, one of my buddies is like, how can you go to sleep with this going on? I go, I'm just going to sleep. It's a wonderful thing. Because I don't know, I don't need to worry about how it's going to work. I just know it is going to work. So I'm trying to show you that you can be confident that it will work. How many of you guys are at the end of yourself? Like, I can't do this anymore. Fantastic. Just start planting the seed in your heart. Don't worry about how it works. Just go to sleep. Okay? So he should sleep and rise night and day, and they should spring up and grow up. I don't know how. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself. First a little bit, right? You plant that seed of corn, what happens? The blade comes out. Are you still spiritually warfaring over that blade? No. We don't need to. Does that make sense? First the blade, then the ear, then the full harvest. So that's the 30, 60, 100 fold. When you start believing the right thing, you're starting to go, huh, I don't struggle with that stuff as much as I used to. And then the 60 comes, man, I keep putting the right thing in my heart. I don't struggle with that as much as I used to at all. In fact, I'm starting to enjoy life. I'm starting to like people again. It's actually fun to go to church again, right? At least for me, I hope it is. I hope it is. It's like the last thing, I don't ever want you to think, I got to go to church. Stay home. I don't care. It's fine. I don't care, because the kingdom works if you get the right place. I'm just telling you, this is a good place to come if you want the right thing in your heart, because you'll start to experience life and life more abundantly. So if you come or not, it's not whether you're a good Christian or not. Follow me? That's a stony heart. So, hey, we don't need to know how it works. Just start planting the right thing. First the blade, then the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. So how do we experience the kingdom? It has to start with righteousness. Amen? You have to have a rest for your conscience. And I'm not criticizing any of these institutions I've talked about. It's so easy for me, because I was in all of them. It's easy for me to step on the outside and go, no wonder I was a mess. Life worked until I became a Christian. It honestly did for me. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. I just had a fun life. Stuff was working. Why? Because I believed it would work. I was operating in the kingdom. What I didn't have was a rest for my conscience where I'm completely sinless even though I know I'm sinning. Isn't that the true rest? Oh, I don't have to perform and for God to love me anymore. He loves me perfectly even though I've got this mess. Guess what? You start planting that message in your heart and that mess becomes less and less in your life where it's not even an issue after a while. It happens supernaturally. I don't know how. Just keep hearing the good news. So I get why they say get into the word more, but how many of you guys have done it religiously and you found death? Where you go, if I have to get into the Bible once more, now you put on your happy Christian face, I get it, right? I'm into the word more. Yeah, how's it going? It's totally fake. I hate it. You know what the Christians go, I hate the hypocrisy. I hate it. So the world does. They can feel it because they know what's in your heart versus your head. You can say all the right things. That ladies, you're really good at. You get around some guy, go, that guy's creepy. Don't you? And he's not. He's got a legalistic heart. So, because he thinks he has to perform in order to be good, so that's what they're feeling, because guess what that produces? The works of the flesh are obvious. It'll be evident, right? Anger, strife, murder, all those different things. But the Spirit is life, joy, peace. When you believe the right thing, a lot of people are waiting for this anointing to come hit them, and then everything works in their life. Follow me? He's not saying that. He says, when you believe the right thing, you'll realize you've had it all along. You don't have to perform. You already are that. Follow me? Does that help you guys? Okay, let's keep going. Some of you guys are looking at me like, there's nothing to do anymore in the kingdom. How you experience everything supernaturally is believe what's already been done. Believe Jesus, salvation. Keep your eyes on him. How many of you guys have heard this? He's the author and finisher of our faith. You guys all heard that? What do authors do? They write. So he authored this book. And what happened? He finished the book. We're still waiting for it to be finished, but he said he finished it. I wrote it and I finished it. Does it not say that? Okay, keep your eyes on him. If you keep your eyes on you, you're going to sink. You're going to go into the water again. Follow me? We've got faith to walk on water. No, you don't. Because you're trying to do it in your effort. You're going to sink faster than the dude. Because you're thinking it's about your faith. And faith is realizing I already have it, even though I can't see it. I believe everything that's true about Jesus is true about me. That's faith. Follow me? Does he worry about your wavering? No. Look at him. He's the faithful one. All those promises are true about me. How many of you guys know that unbalanced, balanced state stuff will kill you? It's not your level of faith, it's what you've planted in your heart. Got it? Is he faithful even when you're not faithful? Yes, man. So stop the stuff. All right? Be not be conformed to this world. We saw what that word was. It's eon. It's it says, hey, the gospel will be preached into all the world. How many of you have read that? You know what in the New Testament? It says it already happened. It's already happened, is what it said. Yeah, but what about the 1040 window? It already happened. Most of the stuff that's being preached is not the gospel. It's stuff. Hey, we're going to give you a hospital. Fantastic. That's awesome. But what will really help them is the gospel. Follow me? I know I'm stepping on toes, but it's finished, is what he said. Follow me? I authored it and I finished it. So be not conformed to this world. How many guys, when we think it's world, how many guys have taught this? Hey, if you pick something that's worldly, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, let's just say that, okay? Robert starts laughing. Hey, I was good at all of this stuff. You know, I'm like, that's why you weren't experiencing life. I was actually experiencing life. I was joyful. I would look at the Christians and go, they're miserable. They're just waiting to go to college to do all that. They're hiding it from their parents right now. How do you guys know that was true? Because you grew up in a legalism. And Rose, I saw you just smile like that, right? Hey, guess what? When we teach our kids legalism, guess what they're going to experience? Sinner. Now they feel guilty. Now they want to kill themselves. Does that make sense? You're completely loved and righteous no matter what you do. Wouldn't that have freed you up? And you know what? You'd do less of it. It's fantastic to me. That's the gospel. It brings you life. Follow me? I'm being like Martin Lloyd Jones. Unless you preach it where it almost sounds blasphemous, it's not the gospel. The gospel is Behold, the Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world. It's gone. It's over. That program's over. What's the new program? Just believe I'm in Jesus. The author and finisher of salvation, Jesus. He finished it. There's nothing left to be finished. He finished it, is what it says. So, world, see, it's not that. It's not sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's what we think. Now, because they don't know the gospel, they go do that stuff. Follow me? So, but what's world? So they go, you can't experience the kingdom if you do this. So that's what we think this is. And it's not. What he's saying is, don't be conformed to this eon. And what we saw in Strong's 165 is that age, that time span, the present age as contrasted with the future age. What was the present age? It was legalism, etc. This old covenant, Jesus comes on the scene, right? The old covenant were types and shadows. The new one is what? The substance, the real thing, even though you can't see it because it's spiritual. Follow me? So, that's what, and we've talked about that enough. When Elijah and Elisha, there was a transfer. Everybody's looking for the double anointing of Elisha. You already received it. It's the firstborn's portion. How many know Jesus was the firstborn of the new age? He had to be. He was the first fruit of the new glorified body. Follow me? He had to be the first fruit. So he brought in a new age, did he not? All things are made new. And we're conformed into his image is what it says. So it says, don't be conformed to this Old Testament age where you have to be good to get good. You have to be good in order to be blessed. That's an old covenant age. So Helps Word Study says it this way. Christians today live in the newer age of the covenant. How many guys say, we live there now? Isn't that what it says? We live in not that old age. Don't be conformed to that old way, that Old Testament. Be conformed to the new one. The time period called the New Testament. How many guys know we're living in the New Testament? And this is where I felt embarrassed after being in Bible school and studies all the time. I go, this thing is so easy. There was an old one and there's a new one. And the new one's better is what Hebrews says. So throw out the old one. Some of you guys came to our Bible study. It got contested. Did it not? Wednesday? There were people adamant that we're supposed to be under the law. I said, man, you guys came to the wrong house. This group is brought up in grace. Hallelujah. And says, you stupid, foolish Galatians, who bewitched you? I'm praying against the spirit of witchcraft. That's not what No. What he's saying is, who bewitched you? Who got you to think the wrong way? You started in the spirit, now you're going back to the law. What is wrong with you? That's kind of what I was telling this guy. What's wrong with you? Right? I go, it says, the old covenant and the new one are pictures of Hagar and Mount Sinai, which causes death. The new one is Sarah. You believe everything by a promise. It's an old covenant and a new covenant. What did it say? Throw out the old one. Isn't that what it said? Throw it out. No. That's not for your righteousness, but you still need to follow it. Good luck. I threw it out. I'm trying to get you to throw it out. A lot of you guys are holding on, but someday I'm going to get you to throw it out. And then you'll experience life that's already been there for you the whole time. It's been there the whole time. So you're still that older brother. God, you didn't even give me one animal ever. Right? Look, I've seen that the old covenant, the old brother in the prodigal son, who experienced the party? The knuckleheaded sinner. Didn't he? The old one, I'm not even going to go in. I've served you, God, all my life. How many guys have served God your whole life? You go, if this is it sucks. I'm trying to get you out of that. So I'm trying to get you, how do you experience it? Know that he gave him the lamb anytime he asked for it. That's what he said. You can come into the party whenever you're ready, big boy. The older brother, the old covenant. Follow me? So here we are experiencing life, happiness, joy, fired up. You can't do that. You need to follow the law like me. You look ugly. I'd rather go over here where it's pretty. So say, Hagar was ugly, Sarah was pretty. Right? I hated Esau. I loved Jacob. Because Jacob received my promise. Esau goes, I'm going to be this furry guy and I'm trying to get you to understand the Bible. The furry dude, right? You know what I'm talking about? It said they took the Nazirite vow. They couldn't cut their hair. So that's why I said he came in this furry thing eating locusts and honey. He was the guy going to Whole Foods. I go, there's a place called Shake Shack that you'll love. It's beautiful. It'll actually taste good. Now do what you want with it. You know what I'm talking about. Isn't that true though? I look at some of these things, I go, you're eating that for lunch? Where's the good stuff? No, I only eat brown rice. You know, it's got stuff in it. It's wonderful. With a vanilla shake, it's incredible. I've experienced life. You throw in some cheese curds from Wisconsin, and it's just like this. It's life, and life more abundantly. Oh, isn't that all true? Hey, he was just eating the nonsense. Locusts. If you go look at the Old Covenant, when the 10 went in, the 10 spies, what did they see? We're locusts in our eyes and their eyes. You're eating on the law, boys and girls. He came eating locusts. Jesus came eating the feast. Follow me? The two came back and said, no way, man. There's a land flowing with milk and honey. Forget Whole Foods. Whatever. You guys know I like to play with you because I eat everything wrong. I'm the healthiest dude you know, I promise. You know that'll give you hard arteries. No, the law will give you hard arteries. I'm as healthy as an ox, boys. Honestly. How do you do that? Well, that's because they were healthy back then. And they worked harder because they were on the farm. So you didn't see my family. They had these suspenders in the belly out to here and lived till 90 smoking Camel Straights. I'm serious. So whether they worked harder or not, it didn't help their situation. Follow me? And I'm just trying to be serious with you. Okay? I'm not telling you, hey, listen, it says there's a freedom that you can experience. If that's not you, then eat leaves is what it says. But someday I'm trying to get you to be free from all of it. Follow me? Okay, so Helps Word Study said, don't be conformed to that old age. There's a new covenant. So how are we going to experience life? Be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. And that, guess what? If you put the right thing in your heart and mind, what's going to happen? Supernatural prosperity, supernatural health, supernatural joy, supernatural everything. Because that's how the kingdom works. When you plant the right thing in your heart, we don't have to worry about how it works. We just start focusing on Jesus, that we're perfect in his eyes. And we start to experience life and life more abundantly. We don't need to know how. Go to sleep. We're going to go to a... I wouldn't mind praising and worshiping like all night, but I go, I'm not going to do it all night just because we said we're going to do this. And we're going to tear down the... I don't know, what's some of the stuff you heard in spiritual warfare? We're going to bombard the gates of hell. They're under your feet. It's bombarded. You're just doing crazy stuff right now. Isn't that true? It says, I've given you the gates already. You're open. You're free. But we're gonna. I don't know. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? What works, how you experience the kingdom is you preach the gospel to people. You tell them the good news that they're completely sinless. They're completely perfect. Man, God's for you. He's not against you. Yeah, but what if I still have this habit? No, he's for you. He's not against you. There is no judgment now in Christ Jesus, is what Romans 8 says, right? There's none. We're still looking for it. We are not Babylon. Let me just give you some good news. In Revelation, it says, Jerusalem was Babylon. Jerusalem was Sodom and Gomorrah. The old covenant system of man's system is what it is. Just go read. Read. Okay? So, don't be conformed to this world, but how many guys want to be transformed and start experiencing everything he gives you for free? I'm trying to tell you how to do it. Just start putting the right stuff about you in your heart. Follow me? All right, let's just break this down a little bit further and we'll be done. Be not conformed to this world. We already saw that. But be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. So I'm going to talk about transformed. Metamorpho. Beth, we were talking about this at our house when you were doing worship. What's metamorphosis? You learned this in science. We used to be worms. Now we're what? Butterflies. He gives us things in nature so we can know who we are. I'm just a worm. That's what you hear in most churches. Is this lowly worm. There's no more wormwood in Revelation. It says none of that. There's nothing. There's all what's in the new water? Nothing but life. No worms anymore. Now we know, learn how to fly. We all talk about that. Yet in the Christian world, how I'm going to fly is be good. You're still eating on locusts and worms. You're eating on the old covenant nonsense. Follow me? John the Baptist came eating that. Jesus didn't. Right? He didn't take the Nazarite vow. All right, so be ye transformed. It's metamorpho. Oh, changing form in keeping with your inner reality is what it says in Strong's. It'll change you. So what's your inner reality? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So is God holding anything back from you? No. No, I know some of the best preachers and teachers in the world teach that. I'm not going to give it to you until you're ready. He's talking about old covenant. He said, listen, you got to be under the law until you receive the new covenant. And once you're mature, the pure milk of the word, the message, is you're completely righteous, is what the new covenant word milk is. Follow me? So the land flowing with milk and honey was what? Righteousness. The new reality is I'm completely righteous. So feed on that. No, we need to give you meat and start teaching the law again. You can't just teach this superficial, you're righteous stuff. Because that's how the kingdom works. Amen? The guys teaching that it's not that are not experiencing the kingdom. Their kids are typically messed up. It's just a mess. So, changing form and keeping with inner reality. Properly transformed after being with. Remember that Carolyn Leaf, we said your heart is 60 times more powerful than your head? See, most people teach the kingdom up here. Have more faith, get into the word more. It's all something we can do. Those are called works of the devil. You got to do something, right? How many of you guys know Adam and Eve had everything? But the accuser came and said, you got to do something. If you go to Whole Foods and eat an organic apple, you'll be healthy. It's exactly the same. That's what he said, didn't he? How many of you guys know they already had divine health? Did the sin cause them? Was God mad at the sin? No, they were naked the day before and he didn't care. Right? Sin separates from you God. Is that how it says in the Garden of Eden? Did God go, I can't come near you? What did God do if we read it actually? He pursued him. Adam, where are you? I want to hang out with you. Man, I was afraid because I'm naked. No, you were naked yesterday. That's not the issue. Right? What was the issue? Guilt. Now I ate from the wrong tree. Now I the works of the devil, I need to eat something. I need to do something in order to experience life because that will kill you. Because I'm going to cover myself with fig leaves. That's why the fig tree, the fig leaves, everything was the old legalistic system. It says it was only an apron. It didn't cover the backside. I don't know if they turned around and they weren't covered. What happened? They mooned you. That's right. It's a blood moon. It's a full moon. It's something. It's some moon. That Colossians says, don't judge them by their moon, right? It does say that, right? Hey, you're gonna be just as ugly. He goes, you can't do it. I need to put on cloaks of an animal to cover your sin. So he gave the first sacrifice way back then. Who was the real animal that was going to clothe us again? Jesus. The Bible's all the same. You guys know that? There's an old covenant, there's a new one. There's a tree of life, and there's a tree of sin and death. The law. If you eat from that wrong tree, you're going to eat locusts and stuff. It's going to kill you. You eat from life, it's going to give you life. What's life? You're completely righteous. It has to start there. Does that make sense? Okay. So, guess what? When you believe that, how many of you guys want to increase your wealth over the next year? Give me a hint that you're understanding this. How do I change it? By sowing into me more? Wait a minute, I just heard the Spirit. No. Yeah, I heard a lot of you guys. I'm already rich. I'm already prosperous. I'm already healthy. I'm already perfectly loved. See, it's got to start there. I'm perfectly loved. He sees no sin. I'm spotless. Man, that makes me feel good. Now I start to experience life. Right? And as long as I keep my eyes on that, because how many of you guys know you're going to mess up tomorrow? If Jesus came to stop you from sinning, if he hung on the cross and now he expects you to never sin, how well of a job did he do? Not very good because you and I are in it. But if he came, he goes, there's no more judgment for ever doing it again. That's how you experience the kingdom. And that message the legalists are afraid to death of. Because they think, well, you're just preaching loose grace, or what do they call it? Greasy grace. It's the greasiest thing in the world, man. It's beautiful. It does taste good. I remember my mother used to cook with a full thing of lard. Right on the. She had a Folgers coffee can. There was real lard from the bacon in there. Man, we were healthy as an ox. Now we got to eat turkey bacon. If I want to eat a turkey, I'll do it at Thanksgiving, not for breakfast, man. So, I'm just messing with you. See, it's fun to me. It's fun. Hey, farm kids, we just know how to think right most of the time. We just go, no, that won't kill you, man. We used to put, all the farmers, they would pour their old oil and grease, Sulin, you probably did that, right on their driveway because it keeps the dust down. And their well is right next to it. You could taste it sometimes. You could smell it. You could smell the diesel in it. So what's wrong with me, I guess? There was no issue. There was no issue. Because it's not what goes in a man that defiles a man. It's what's in his heart that defiles him. We just read it. The kingdom operates the same way. Does that make sense? Okay, so how do you guys want to change? If we want to change everything, we have to renew our mind. What has to happen? Our inner reality has to change first. You got to plant the right thing in your heart. So you start seeing yourself. You know, like Chad, you've had a lot of experiences. You're successful in your company, in your business now, right? Is it because you did way more? What happened? He believed more. He believed the right thing more. That I'm already prosperous, man. Whatever I put my hand to, God's going to prosper. Well, only if you do it this way. No, it doesn't say that. It says, whatever you put my hand to, I'm going to prosper. And the more I believe that, the more, first the blade, then the ear, the full corn. No, come out, Chad. Let me give that spirit of poverty off you. None of that. It doesn't say that. I got to go some weird thing to learn that. It says, plant the right thing in your heart and it'll come out. Just follow me? You guys know what I'm saying? Some of you guys that you don't know what I'm talking about, praise God. You don't have to go through the nonsense we went through. I just went through so many crazy deliverance, Bible study things. And then I'm looking at my buddies who don't go to church and they're kicking butt. I go, I'm going to try this for a while. And you start to experience life. Interesting? Isn't that true? So we got the best of the best of the best in the kingdom, though, guys. As hey, listen, when a guy outside the church just believes he's going to prosper, what happens? He prospers. When a guy inside the church believes he's going to prosper, what happens? He prospers. That's how we're all designed. Follow me? The one thing they don't have is to know they're spotless and sinless. That's the gospel of the kingdom. Go tell them that God loves them perfectly and he's never judged them ever again in our life. With some of the guys I was talking about, this whole political situation, I don't really like to get involved in it. I know that's a trend, etc. So I don't really get involved in it because I know what I'm going to do. I'm not telling you to do or don't do. I said, but we'll never change one thing by trying to legislate morality. Never. Because it's an effect of the heart. In fact, the guys run around going, I'm going to do this because I'm a Christian. I go, it's the last guy I'm voting for. He's a legalist, man. He'll screw it all up. I'm serious. As I want to go, enough said. I'll get myself in trouble already there. The only way we'll transform this country is to preach the gospel again. It's got to be a heart transformation, right? You guys understand that? It's an inside job. That's exactly right. So let's finish this up because I'm going a little long. All right. Hey, what's the gospel? So if we want to plant the right thing in our heart, we want to see, everybody's looking for the supernatural experience. I've been involved in a lot of them. Listen, the gift of healing is very real, guys. You've seen it all. You've probably experienced it where we want to pray over you and you be healed. But you know what? I want to create a body that's prosperous and healthy. That it's the outside of the church that we need to pray for, not the ones inside. Follow me? So, and I just know that anything going on in our life is just we haven't, the light of the gospel, the good news of Jesus hasn't shined on our life there yet. And so I'm just trying to go, in the old covenant, they had to walk around to see their promised land, the new one, we just explore it because that was a picture of the physical to see what's true about reality. So every week we just try to go through, hey, what's true about you already so that you can inherit the kingdom? Follow me? And it has to start with righteousness. So you're completely righteous. You're married to Christ Jesus. If you can understand a marriage covenant, a lot of us don't because we break them. And we all do. So I'm not picking on you by any means. But if you really understood how God sees the marriage covenant, he goes, you're going to blow it all the time, man. You're going to be the harlot. But this new one was a covenant between the Father and Jesus. You have nothing to do with it. So it's unbreakable. How many guys know that's good? See, I was taught if something's going wrong in your life, figure out which part of the covenant you're not keeping. Well, it says if I miss one, then I'm not keeping any. Follow me? So I don't want you to go look at yourself because you're going to sink under the water like Peter, right? When you look at Jesus, man, he kept it perfectly so I can experience the kingdom. Hallelujah. Does that make sense to you guys? Okay, so it literally is what's true, two become one. He said, you know, we give you an earthly example where husband and wife come together, but he goes, the spiritual, the real example of that is Christ is the bride, or the groom, and you're the bridegroom. Two have become one. He's given you his cloak of righteousness because he goes, that shameful cloak of sin, you should have no more consciousness of it. Isn't that what it says? So why do we keep telling you to have a consciousness of it? Right? We're supposed to have no consciousness of it. Hallelujah. Now, we got to renew ourselves to that every day. That's why it says, don't be conformed to that old world where you had to do something to be righteous. Be ye transformed, metamorphoso. When you change your inner reality, the inside job, like you said, you'll start to experience it. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. And you go, life is good, man. No more weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hallelujah. You guys got it? All right, so you'll experience supernatural prosperity, healing, joy, protection by planting the right thing in your heart and mind. Hallelujah. Isn't that good news? All right, get to your feet. Hopefully that makes sense. Guys, I'm telling you, it works. That's why the world gets it a little bit. How many guys heard? 21 days makes a habit. That's true. But 21 days of planning the right thing will get you more. Because that's still about doing. Follow me? And it's true. That becomes the real you because you expect that's become you now. Like, you do something for 21 days, it creates a habit. How many goes, habit, there's nothing that changed inside yet. Now, if you did this, if you said, you know what, for 21 days, I'm going to go, man, I'm perfectly loved, I'm perfectly righteous, I'm a joint heir of Jesus Christ. Every promise is yes and amen. Hallelujah. He restores everything. Even if I lost anything, he restores it. And he restores it more. So if I've lost something, it means I'm richer today than I was yesterday. Hallelujah. You start planting that in your heart, and you start to experience it. Follow me? Try that for 21 days. And then all of a sudden you start going, man, I can't even go back to that because my outer boundary, that inner heart, has gone here. It's not God making you, I'm not going to give it to you, Arnold, until you're ready for it. Because I freely give it. It's until your heart's willing to receive it. Get all the stones out. Get all the legalism out. Right? Your new heart needs to be perfectly loved. I am love. That's who I am. And what does love do? Gives. Love gives. He doesn't withhold. The church withholds, love gives. Isn't that all true? I'm trying to show you how free you really are in the new covenant. Now, I go into most churches, I'll get thrown out, I get it, but I don't really give a rip because I'm enjoying life and life more abundantly, and I'm healthy. I don't have 21 days to this, that. My life works. Thank you, Father. If it doesn't work somewhere, what do I know? No problem. He'll restore it. Life happens. Blank happens to the fan every now and then. Now I can either dwell on that and think he's attacking me. That really gets me weirded out. Right? Some guy prophesies over you. Hey, listen, if it's not a testimony of Jesus Christ, something good, throw the prophecy away. It's old. The spirit of prophecy in the New Testament is the wonderful works of Jesus. Does that make sense? Old covenant prophesied what was going to happen. New covenant prophecy is about, hey, this is what's going on. This is what's true about your life. You guys get it? I always think about that. I go, if you're so good at prophecy, prophesy over your own life. I mean, you're not prospering. Because I haven't been through enough sessions yet. No, you're going to too many sessions is what's going on. The prophecy is what's true about Jesus is true about you. Am I just speaking truth or what? You guys seen a bunch of prophets, you go, those are the craziest people I've ever been around. They're mixing up old covenant prophecy and new covenant prophecy. I'm just trying to be as real as I can, guys. The experience of the new covenant is to believe the right thing and you'll have it supernaturally, okay? So I want you to be supernaturally prosperous. How many of you guys know you already are? You already are? Right now. You're a joint heir of Jesus Christ. Amen? How prosperous is he? He's the man. He's the man above men. He's the man is what it says in Hebrew, right? Hey, husband, this is what you call about your wife. She's the babe. She's the babe of babes. Amen? That's literally what it means in Hebrew. If they wanted to emphasize something, they would say it twice. So, you guys know what I'm talking about. I love that kind of stuff. I go, honey, everybody else has to fight for a second, man. You're the babe of babes. And my kids love it, don't they? You ever see them do that? My kids love it. Bear knows how to work me. Go, who's the hottest bride on the planet? Bear. Mom, of course. I go, you and me, Bear, we stick together. So I was gone the last 2 days, so he was sleeping with mom. And I said, how's it feel to sleep with the most beautiful wife in the world? It's awesome, Dad. I love that kind of stuff. I'm giving them an example of how to love their wife. You know what I'm saying? I know that's personal stuff, but try it someday. It's wonderful. Now, they won't believe you at first. Oh, you're just saying that because Mike told you to say that. I know what's going to happen already. You know why? Because we used to do that. Barbara, go. You're just saying that because you heard him say that. But now she actually believes it. Because guess what? Her heart changed. Does that help you guys? So you are the most prosperous people on the planet already because you're a joint heir of Jesus Christ. And you start planting that in your heart, and that's what will happen. Amen? Get it? You are the most healthy people on the planet because you're a joint heir of Jesus Christ. You start planting that on your heart. Guess what? First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn. You guys get that? You are the most protected people on the planet. Then how come we see all this stuff? Because you believe that more than you believe the gospel. Amen? That's one thing the Africans got right when I was there. Guys, I'm telling you, it was the most profound thing in the world. I don't know if Laura's still in here, but stuff would happen, guys. And you know, the Boko Haram and everything going on in Nigeria. Honestly, these guys, a little girl would get kidnapped and all these other little girls would be killed. The people in his church, the kids would go, you know what? They said, the spiritualists said, they didn't want us. They let them go. And these little kids would come up and testify. We knew who we were. We had the blood of Jesus on us. Like, that is so beautiful, man. It's so beautiful. A plane would crash. 150 people get killed. The two people in his church would walk out. Why? Because that was more real to them than the legalism. And I'm just trying to get you to that point. Like, wouldn't that be wonderful if we lived that way? And it's not your level of faith. It's what that means is all that is already true about myself, and I'm going to plant it right here. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? I hope so. Father, hey, guess what? If you believe that you're completely righteous and you're a son of God, he'll never judge you ever again. Guess what? You're born again. You're born from the spirit, not from the flesh. You're born from believing the right thing, not from doing the right thing. Isn't that true? Now, all things are new. Hey, my past was my past. My back was my... You know what? And your future is really in your past. Like anything you're going to do, it's past. God lives outside of time. He goes, your reality further, ever and ever and ever and ever, is you're in Jesus Christ. Two have become one. That's the new... The old man, it messed us up. The new man made us perfect. And all you need to do to experience perfection is believe you're perfectly loved. Okay? Because love gives. So Father, we love you. We praise you. We magnify you. We thank you that these people... Let that settle deep in their heart that they are already the most prosperous people on the planet. What's true about Jesus is true about them right now in Jesus' magnificent name. Father, I thank you that that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that they're perfectly sinless. Jesus rose when he realized it was completely justified. Not one sin was left. That spirit started to give him life and even conquered death. So we thank you for that, Father. Let that same spirit of perfectly loved with zero judgment, they see that you see them sinless. That's the spirit. That you see them perfectly righteous, let that spirit start to just supernaturally affect their body where they experience supernatural health until the very day they're satisfied and they give up this earthly tent and they get their glorified body. Not one thing can touch them till then in Jesus' magnificent name. Father, thank you that they're perfectly protected. This new covenant, you fight every battle, you protect them. Let them see how real that is. And we just say thank you that we can experience your days of heaven right now on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.